The cocoon of the emperor moth is flask-shaped. In order for the perfect insect to appear, it must force its way through the neck of the cocoon in hours of intense struggling. It is believed that the pressure to which the moth's body is subjected is a provision of nature for forcing the juices into the vessels of the moth's wings, enabling it to fly. A person was once witnessing this struggle and, out of pity, took some scissors and snipped the confining threads of the cocoon to make the moth's exit easier. But the moth's wings never developed, and it spent its brief span of life crawling around on the ground instead of flying through the air on rainbow wings. So, look not with false pity on God's children who suffer. As men, we're inclined to be short-sighted. Rather, look for the good that will come out of it. For if we did not have to sometimes struggle against the hardships and adversities of life, our personalities would never develop to their fullest. People thrive on troubles. Ease and comfort and applause only leave them barren. Trials bring out the best in us. Ease doesn't. It's like the ancient account of a Greek soldier who had a painful disease that was likely at any time to kill him. So, because he expected to die at any moment, he became completely fearless in battle. He had nothing to lose. His general, Antigonus, so admired his bravery that he had him cured of his disease by the best physicians. But from then on, the once valiant soldier was no longer seen at the front. He avoided danger and tried his best to protect his life instead of risking it. His affliction had made him fight well, but health and comfort destroyed his usefulness as a soldier. How true it is that the average man can stand adversity better than prosperity. And the calm which puts us to sleep may be more fatal than the storm which keeps us awake.